Good morning. It's 10:51 a.m. on Friday, October the 25th, 2019. Almost NaNoWriMo time. I'm almost done with this book. I've got 3 missing pieces done. I've got the fourth one underway. And I realized that there's a scene that's in the book that needs to come out and be replaced by one that actually works. So, it's real close. I'm hoping I will get my focus together enough to get it done today. I've already had a couple of writing periods. Well, one writing period this morning. And I put the yogurt on to cook. It should be ready to set up when I get back. Things I have to do today include that. I also have to get a couple forms over to Social Security Administration. And I'll either do that today or Monday. There's no rush. It's Schedule C, Schedule C. So, see, there was a fourth thing I have. Third thing. Well, I think the third thing is to finish Cape Grace today. Oh. Well, speaking of finishing, I finally finished Volume 7 of Wandering Engineer. My guess is that there'll be an eighth book at one point. My guess is I'll probably be engaged in some other line of reading by then. I'm pretty much done with Your and Your, 2 and 2, and ability to distinguish between DOE and DO. So today I'm starting Jim Beeman's Pendulum series. The second book is Pendulum Shift. I can't remember what the first book is. Pendulum Man or something like that. It might be Pendulum Shift, I'm not sure. Anyway, I'll start that today. I'm still watching The Expanse. I finally got to remember the Cant, so... Somebody sent me that earlier, and it's like, I'm not far enough in to know what that means, and now I know what that means. I'm still not sold on it. I'm it's got the same problem that I have with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and that it's just a cartoon. Or it feels like a cartoon. Probably not as much as Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was, of course, a comic book. Or it was a comic book. It's a comic book. And An Expanse was a series of novels that I never did read. And I'm unlikely to now because it's traditionally published. So there's that. Jamie sent me a video sometime overnight. I watched it this morning. instead of getting my writing done and getting stuff going so that I could move on with the day. But I watched, it was really interesting. I was talking about social media relationships and how they are often different, particularly there's a piece in there about echo chambers and Nazi bars. And in both cases, either ends of the spectrum, the continuum of virtual spaces, in neither case is free speech actually allowed. You're not allowed to speak against the current paradigm. And the business intersection, there's five cars right there. I've meditated a couple of days. My Headspace app is talking to me and saying, make time for yourself. You should make time to meditate. Set time aside to do what's important. Speaking of which, I'm going to try to... I did. I realized that my 11 o'clock alarm is going to go off. It's 10:59. I just barely beat it. So as I think it happened the other day, where I was walking along and 11 o'clock came and the alarm went off, and what it does, it interrupts the recording. And I'm still recording, okay, 8 minutes in. I'm looking at the building that's going up here on the corner. They're putting on a third floor now. It is a huge building. Well, they're putting on a third floor on part of it. It looks like some sort of roof truss going up on the closer end here. It is a huge building. It is cold. It is chilly. I'm wearing three layers today, and that's helping. The outer shell is keeping the wind off. I've got a sweatshirt inside for insulation, and then a polo underneath that. So I'm nice and warm this morning. My nose is cold. My fingers are cold, but sun feels really nice on my face. I just started the eastern turn here. I'll be coming up on it any minute. Well, okay, not any minute, it's more like a couple minutes. Get ready. Stay with me. One post. So I'm looking forward to Jim Beaman's book. I grabbed the sample. I just looked at the first couple pages. It looks really interesting. I also have a copy of 49 Buddhas. Well, I think I have just a sample of 49 Buddhas. Which is an interesting story that I object to because it's in present tense. But I want to get through the sample and see if I'm able to overlook the present tense and still enjoy the book. It was an interesting observation. My kid got a copy of Beckham Lahr's book, and she was reading a sample of it while we were still at the convention. Beckham was the young lady who sat beside me during the Flash contest. The Flash fiction contest, I should probably clarify that. We weren't flashing, we were writing. And she observed that it was in present tense. I was like, oh, damn. I have a hard time with present tense. It does not pull me into the story. It keeps my brain constantly trying to translate present tense into past tense. And it's interesting that pretty much all of the students that I worked with at the high school with Brian Humphrey, pretty much every one of them wrote in present tense. And Brian observed that it was because that was all they were ever taught. They're taught to write essays, they're taught to write reports, they're taught to write in present tense. And they have virtually zero exposure to past tense. And they see present tense as almost cinematic, as painting the picture on the screen as they're watching it. And of course the model is wrong. It works in screenplays. It works in scripts. And there are a few people who have done it successfully in fiction. K.W. Jeter's Kim O series. Whenever Kim O goes into one of her psychotic breaks, those sections are in present tense. The rest is all in past. It's a fascinating read. But you have to be able to put up with the shifting, and you have to be able to put up with the violence. There's a lot of violence in it. She's an assassin, so yeah, there's that. I have a handkerchief in this pocket. It's Kleenex, okay. My nose is running off my face. I am nice and warm now, though. Walking here, sun. Trees are all pretty much on the south side, anyway, south side of the street, pretty much denuded, so there's a lot of sunlight shining on me. Let your sunshine down on me. That's quite pleasant. I gotta go home, chill some milk. Put together a starter, dissolve some rennet, get the yogurt cooking. That'll take 5 hours. So I'll be ready about the same time I'm trying to fix dinner, which is not ideal, but it will work. Made chicken and dumplings yesterday. I don't know what I'm going to do for dinner tonight. Yeah, ADHD, it's a thing. My brain just goes popcorn kittens all over the place. Thinking ahead to what's going to happen for the rest of the day. How am I going to time it? What am I going to do? I need to get some writing time in. I need to get some reading time in. I'd like to get some gaming time in. but I can game with for the words. I'm trying to collect feathers and I'm having no luck getting feathers. I think I've got 3 long word monsters I have to slay in order to kill this last, this one quest. I'm supposed to kill one of every one of the monsters. The longest one is 1,400 words. The next one is 1,000 words. And the next one is 800. And I need to start a section that's going to need 1,400 words. Or have a couple of pieces that I can write that I can cobble together to make 1,400 words out of. Entirely doable, entirely doable. This last scene that I have to replace the one for. Should be about 2,500 words. I just done a pretty long piece with Sarah and Bobby working the harbor ferry. I think it's done. I have to go look at it, see if it's done. The nice thing is, even if I don't have a monster quest going to it, I can still go in and type, and it will still give me credit for the hour, for the hours, for the words. So it's pretty cool. I like it. I don't know if it's as good as sprinting in terms of word count, but I think in terms of consistency, I think it's going to be better. Because I don't have to commit to, okay, I'm going to sprint now. That means I'm going to write for like the next at least hour, hour and a half, probably 2, which is good because I'm going to be really pushing words out. But it's bad when I'm trying to do this kind of piecemeal work, which for the words actually does really well. So there's that. I'm ready for second breakfast. I won't get second breakfast. I'll get an early lunch, but I'm ready for food again. I haven't weighed in lately. I should weigh in, see where I am. I haven't weighed in since I went away, since before I went away to the Mile High Climb, and I ate like a pig at Mile High Climb. My pants are still falling down, so that's a good sign. I still have to keep the belt tight. That means I'm not putting on a lot of weight. And here I am. Coming up on the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I will talk to you then.